Oh, the health clubs and the spas, do they love January? And beyond, probably. Business skyrockets when December bulges turn to January workouts. The infamous New Year's resolution. A resolution, according to the dictionary, is a firm decision to do or not to do something. Unfortunately, research shows that about 88% of our resolutions won't happen. Now, it's not that we aren't sincere. We want to improve. We want to be healthier. We want to spend more time with the family, get out of debt, do better in school, clean out the junk in our house, maybe in us. So why do our great intentions so often end up in failed commitments? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about four reasons our resolutions don't make it. My work has put me in the middle of a lot of folks' desire to change, their efforts to change, and from their experience, and then, well, honestly, from too much of my own, I've seen four reasons that we fail in commitments we really do want to keep. Number one, we're not specific. Goals have to be more than just general intentions. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to get in shape. I want to make more of a difference. Those are great ideas, but they're not likely to succeed. How about, I'm going to give my wife all of my attention at least once a day. I'm not going to eat after 6 o'clock, and I'll spend 20 minutes on the treadmill each day. I'm going to volunteer at the shelter. See, those are specific and measurable enough to give a person a decent shot at really changing. Here's the second reason I think we fail. We're not accountable. A resolution between me, myself, and I is just too easy to forget. But when you announce to several key people the commitment you've made, you've put yourself on the line to do it. It's like the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10, two are better than one. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. Here's a third reason that our resolutions fail. We give up too soon. You know, babies learn to walk by a process that I call step boom. Yeah, they fall down, but they don't stay down. They get up. Next time it's step, 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 boom. Until one day, they're rocketing across the room. Sadly, when we fall down in our effort to do better, don't we often just stay down? But one day's failure is just one day's failure. One day, keep it that way. Get up, keep walking. And the final reason, maybe the most important of all, why we don't improve like we want to improve is we got a power shortage, especially when it comes to the changes that really matter, like breaking the cycle that's hurting the people I love, conquering that dark part of me that's brought me down again and again, moving beyond the pain of my past, attacking that fatal flaw that has cost me so much. You know, every new year has the same last name, A.D., 2015 A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, measured by how many years it is since Jesus Christ came. Well, my whole life has been B.C. A.D. There was the me I couldn't change before Christ took the wheel of my life, and then the changed life that He's made possible since I gave me to Him. I thought I could only trust me to drive, but I drove into too many ditches. I ran over too many people. I crashed too often. I couldn't get me to the man I want to be, I need to be, that the people I love need me to be. Well, that's like one of the men who wrote the Bible. He said in our word for today from the Word of God taken from the New Living Translation in Romans chapter 7, beginning at verse 18, I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Well, I know that feeling, but I found the power to change where that same Bible writer found it. He says, thank God the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. See, it took the man who died for my sin to give me the power to beat my sin. For 2,000 years, this Jesus has changed people in ways that could never change themselves, and you might be ready for the life changer who says in His Word, when anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and a new life has begun. Maybe you've never made Him personally your Savior from your sin, which He died to be, which He rose from the dead to prove that He could do. Would you right now, this day, say, Jesus, I'm yours. I'd love to help you be sure you've made that commitment and you belong to Him. Just go to our website. It's anewstory.com. This can be for you the day you go from BC to AD with the life changer. So you won't just have a new year, you'll have a new you.